Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Bob Myers with us, president of basketball operations, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Hey, Bob, what's going on? How you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Good. What were you talking about? Are you going to the Aisha thing tonight? Is that what you were saying?
No, Bob, I I'm a team guy, so I was saying, you got Zaza in town, Harrison Barnes, and I was thinking I'm going to be on social media tonight, and I bet these guys might get together for a nice dinner, and we'll probably see it on Instagram. Stoney's looking at me crazy. He goes, where would it be at? And I thought, maybe Miss Curry's restaurant. That's all.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. why are we saying Barnes? What's Barnes? Where are we saying Barnes for? What's he doing?
Well, he's coming in. He's coming in.
He's traded.
Wait. No. He's in Sacramento. Matt, can you help Guru?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Goo.
I got three kids, Bob.
Go, I do, I get it. All right, that's a pad. You're excused for everything.
Help me out, Bob. All right.
I apologize.
All right, hey, Bob, here's where I want to start with you today. One of the things that we've been hearing in the media is – you guys aren't enjoying this run, or people have to enjoy this run. It doesn't happen all the time, but by the same token, everybody wonders how long it's going to last. Have you had a chance to enjoy the moment, if you will? And then, how much time do you have to spend dealing with the future and planning for the future? Because that's your job.
Yeah. So. That's a good question. I'm not good at enjoying it. I wish I was. I've always kind of struggled with kind of hitting the highs of life, which I should have. It's kind of too bad. But I more don't like to. My motivation in life is to avoid losing because I hate that feeling, which kind of sucks because you want to feel the joy of winning, right? That's part of life, right? We've done some really good things. I more work to avoid the alternative, which that's my own thing. But everybody gets to decide how they act when they lose a pickup game or they don't do well in whatever they're doing. That's personal. So the fans get to feel it however they want to feel it. I hope they've enjoyed it. I just enjoy the work, the process of it, trying to, growing up here, the proudest thing I can say is our team is a respected organization. We were not that. So if at the end of the day, that's what we're remembered for. Obviously the championships will be important, but the brand of the Warriors has changed. And I'm proud of that because I grew up here and Matt, that's not what we were.
Right.
Daryl too. That's not who we were. So that means something. Beyond that, the other thing I would say is, where are things going? You don't know. I didn't know they were going in this direction 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody, looks at it now. But when we inherited stuff, which was one of the best things you can ever inherit as an organization.
Right.
I didn't know when we drafted Clay and Draymond and then Harrison and trade for Bogut. So you just kind of have to keep moving in it. The best thing I can say about how do we all process it is when we won 73 games and we lost the championship, everybody was saying that's a failure. Right? It doesn't mean anything. And I thought about that because that's what most people are saying. And I get it. I completely get it. But I thought I get to decide what that means. And I still think that record means something. I'm proud of our players and coaches for that record because I don't think that thing's going to go down anytime soon.
I don't either.
Stand. Yeah, you two could disagree or agree that, hey, I don't think it means anything, got to win the championship. I think that record matters. And that was kind of my moment of, we all get to decide how happy we want to be in this moment. I wish I was happier and enjoyed it more. But you know, that's maybe my personality. But as we move forward, you know, we all get to decide how we move through it. But you never know how things are going to go. Sorry about the long, kind of convoluted answer, but it's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Well, the thing about the 73 win year, the way I look at it now is, you know, obviously losing the finals was incredibly disappointing. I don't think anybody saw it coming. But then, I mean, and it almost felt like this. Does one bad night counteract six unbelievable months? I mean, I've never seen anything like that season in the NBA. Just, you won every close game. There were so many big shots. The arena was jumping. Every night you went there, it felt like something special might happen. And it's like, okay, you didn't win it, but what does that mean right now? You still have the memories of that regular season. Nobody can take that away from anybody.
And you're right. The problem is, and you guys know, you're exactly right. But we're human beings. And when you walk around and 9 out of 10 people are saying, man, that record doesn't mean anything. And you deflect that and you push that away. At some point, you know, nobody's so strong they don't hear it. And at some point you go, man, I guess, is it really not, if you don't win the championship, does it really not mean anything? But you're right. You have to reflect back on what was that year like. And that was, you're right, everything broke our way. Everything that had to break our way broke our way. And the joy of it, you know, the players, the effort they put forth to get that record is so much harder than people understand. To compete at that level every night, you know, Matt, you were beat on the team. Just, you were tired on road trips. You weren't playing. You're exhausted, you know, city to city.
No doubt.
So anyways, I don't know. That's just a kind of microcosm of how we all get to process stuff. But it's individual. It's personal.
Bob, I couldn't wait to ask you this question. I got a little private spot at the arena where I watch the games, and I'm not a stalker, but it's almost close to where you sit and watch the games. And I find myself constantly watching the games, reacting to the action, glancing over at you like, what's Bob thinking about this? You know, it could be good and it could be bad, but for a long time, a lot of people were saying, the Warriors need a big, they need a wing, what are they going to do? And out of nowhere, Bob, Andrew Bogut is back in a Warrior uniform. Can you just, kudos to you all, but can you just run us through the process of when you knew that you were going to make that phone call and that Bogut was actually an option?
Interesting. Don't watch me. I'm not that interesting. I'd rather watch you.
You got nice suits, Bob. You look well, man.
Guru, you got good energy. Maybe I'll invite you.
Watch Lacob. He's more fun.
Yeah, Joe's a lot more fun to watch. But, Daryl, I mean, I like, you know, you got good energy. You guys got a good thing because I could use you. Matt and I would probably go too negative together. We were sitting there together. Matt and I would just falling apart, man. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Awful. And Daryl, you probably go too far. Actually, you get a little moody when you don't do well. You know, we're always, sometimes people will say they need to do this, do that. And there's things that we agree with the public sentiment, but we can't, right? So we can't just do whatever we want. It's not that simple, but I understand people have opinions and want to say they need to do this. So we're always thinking about it. And when Damian Jones went down, we thought, who is available now? And Bogut was a guy that technically didn't need to be traded. It didn't need to be bought out. And so we reached out kind of in a soft way and said, listen, we need a guy. And this was before Cousins even came back. And Andrew, because he's loyal and because it was partly his team in Australia, was saying, look, I'm not going to leave now. I can't do that to my teammates, to my organization. But if you're still interested, when my season is over, and Bogut didn't bail on his team. He waited until they were out of the playoffs, and he wanted to keep playing. But he said, worst case, early March, I'm done. If you're still interested, let me know. So that's how that thing started. And it was quiet because so many things can change. I mean, if a wing had gotten hurt, maybe we had to go wing. But we're always – that's our job, right? And so we're always trying to do that. And then Larry Harris went over there. The best part of the story is that Andrew wanted to come back. It's not that we identified him. It's that in this business, and Matt knows, I mean, it's such a small fraternity there's so much opportunity for people to not get along. Relationships are often broken and not repaired. And so to sustain a relationship with a guy that we actually had to trade, and for him to say he could have not come back, stayed in Australia, he's got a young baby, he's living over there, moving his whole family over here for a few months. If he had any negative feelings about us, he's just going to say, hey, I'm flattered, I'm not coming. Or not even pick up the phone. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. I mean, technically we moved him, coming off a team that had won 73 games.
Right.
That's not how you treat a guy. So the better part is he had a rapport with our players, with Steve, and it's testament to, I think, our hopefully our culture that a guy had a good enough time that he wanted to come back.
Hey, before I let you go, Bob, and we're talking to Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors on 95.7 The Game. I got to ask you about the offseason, and I'm not going to ask you, obviously, what you're going to do, because either you won't tell me or you don't know, but more just, okay, you got, practically you have three free agents, Clay, Kevin Durant, and Cousins. Is it safe to say that plan A, in theory, would be re-sign all of them?
Sure. That would be safe. Plausible, possible, that's a different story. But, yeah, I mean, those are the most talented players at those positions we could possibly have. I mean,
right.
And you could look around the whole free agent. So, yeah, sure, that would be plan A. I can say that.
Okay, yeah, well, honestly, because, I mean, there have been times when I've been talking to people about the Warriors, and I say, you know, you could make a case that even if they win it, it might be smarter to go another route. I don't know what that route is right now off the top of my head, but it wouldn't be the craziest thing.
Maybe. Look, I think the harder question is when, you know, the plan A's are usually the easiest ones to formulate, right? Because that's your best case, but you never really get your best case. So the harder things are, as you know, this isn't fantasy basketball, so it's more about, within the constraints that we operate, with salary cap issues, with a myriad of issues, it's not so simple as it seems. I know you guys know that. But last night, and I don't know, you guys were at the game or watched the game, I think that might have been us at our finest. Energy, kind of everybody sharing in the process of it, mm-hmm. The bench, the defense, the engagement level, and if you could bottle that, never can, because we're going to be up and down. I mean, that was one of my favorite performances, and I know Indiana without one of their best players, but it wasn't really about our opponent. As it oftentimes, it's more about us than our opponent,
right?
You know, so that's the challenge, but that's what we've been going through this year, which is sometimes we get in our own way. How do we get out of our own way? But when we are at our best, it's a good product. It's a really good product.
Hey, are you supposed to, and I don't want to put you on the spot, are you supposed to give us a little news about an exhibition or a preseason game? Or no?
I don't think I'm supposed to. I don't get, those are like big, those are the high up people.
I got you.
Employee. Yeah. You probably even, yeah, I know that's coming, right? But is that coming today?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. They said you might do it.
I don't know if I'm positive.
All right.
If you want me to tell you, but I don't think I can say it publicly.
It's a preseason game. That's
yeah, you don't really.
Hey, Bob, maybe before the season's over, I'll come over and say hello.
Hey, Guru, are you the same guy off the air as on the air? Is this who you are?
This is who I am, Bob.
I'd like to do that. Let's do that one time.
All right.
Got a good thing going. I like you guys. You guys.
Thanks, Bob. And I can vouch he is the same.
I keep it up, guys.
All right.
Thanks for all that you do for us. I know you guys work hard. You got long hours, man. You guys do a good job.
Yeah. Well, we enjoy doing it. Thanks, Bob. Thanks
all
a
right,
lot, Bob Myers.
Again. All right.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.